The General Motors plant in Moraine, Ohio, will close tomorrow. Of course, that means the workers there will be out of a job. It also means nearby businesses will suffer. Sherry Gross co-owns the Upper Deck Tavern. It's right across the street from the GM plant, and she's on the line now. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
So you're about to get underway with your lunch rush. What are the workers telling you? What are the conversations you're hearing there at the bar?
Well, they're like counting down the days and saying, what are they going to do? You know, some people have no plans. They don't know what they're going to do. Then other people say they're going to move away because this is a dying town, and it's really frightening.
And what does that mean for you?
Well, I just hope that we can make it through. I don't know. We don't know what it in store, you know, that the future has for us, because we've already, when they cut the shifts back, we've already lost a lot of our business from over there. Now there's going to be nobody, and we just don't know where it's going to go from there.
And this is a family business, I understand.
Yes, it is. Yes, it's me and my sisters, and my father works here. My son's a grill cook, and, you know, we're not a big chain, so we're just really wondering what's going to happen. We're trying really hard to hang in there, but it's pretty scary.
And you say that you've had this business for 15 years?
Yes, in May. May the 15th, it's 15 years.
So when did it start to go bad?
Well, when they started cutting the shifts back. You know, they had three shifts, and when things started going bad, we started opening at 7 o'clock in the morning just to accommodate to the third shift people so that they could come here, have a bite to eat and a drink before they went home. And then third shift, you know, they did away with that. So then we quit opening up early because of that, and so that really cut back on our business. Then they got rid of the next shift. They are only one shift. It's just like gradually has gotten worse and worse. So now we're concerned, what about now when there's going to be nobody?
Was this, I don't know, was this a dream to own your own business, own your own restaurant?
It was for my youngest sister, yes. And then we all got in together, and it was doing so great until like 2001, and then things started getting, you know, really tight, and it's really scary. And just to imagine that there won't be nobody across the street there anymore is just, I've been here since I was 4 years old. It's just too weird.
So the plant there really is the center of the town?
Yes, it sure is. Absolutely. There's all these other little restaurants and pizza places around here, and they're all saying, wow, what are we going to do? Everybody is frightened.
Well, Sherry, best of luck to you, and thank you very much for speaking to us today.
Oh, you're welcome, honey.
That's Sherry Gross. She co-owns the Upper Deck Tavern in Moraine, Ohio. It's right across the street from a GM plant that is to be shuttered tomorrow.